Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your business radio X hosts.
Good afternoon. Keith Over broadcasting live from Pensacola Beach, the sunny Pensacola Beach, doing the I-10 Wire 2015 conference. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan McPherson.
Man, we're in the home stretch here now, Keith.
Yeah, that's it, man. And then we have a fantastic guest, Rhonda White. So you're serious technical services. But today, you are my hero.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And you're Ryan's hero, too.
Tell the listeners why, Keith. So, please share with them.
So, our other partner in crime, who decided to sort of cut out early, which was fine with us, won the drawing.
That's right.
And so, the drawing was for these awesome Yeti can coolers.
Right.
I'd never owned a Yeti product before. But I've seen how good they do, and I have friends that own one, so I never felt the need to go buy one. But now, as of today, because of you, I'm going home with a Yeti cooler.
Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Really appreciate it.
I might even put a soda in it. Right.
Just a soda.
Just a soda. So, Rhonda, let's talk about Sirius Technical Services. Fill the people in.
Actually, there are about three things you need to know about Sirius Technical Services. One, we are relationship builders. And whether that means, you know, building a relationship with the applicant, we also mean building relationships with our clients. The second thing is we help bridge the gap between trying to find those hard-to-fill positions. So we partner our candidates with the clients and to make sure that they are the best fit for the job. And the third thing to know about Sirius Technical is that we are a woman-owned business. We have been supporting the Gulf Coast for the last 10 years in the professional placement sector. So we're pretty good at it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, by the way. And you're out of Mobile, but I'm guessing you do a lot of regional work as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we do work in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. We've been very honored to win the National Chevron account for the last few years, and so
wow.
We've made some placements.
Butt.
Yes, all over the place.
Very cool. So I-10 Wire is a perfect home for you guys, then, isn't it?
By far. And you know what? We've been so blessed and honored to work with great people and network with this team and really just expand our presence in the IT sector. So we're happy to be here. Yeah.
So what has been your most exciting thing? I know what my most exciting
thing was. Well, I was about to say, giving the Yeti to you was...
But, was a highlight for you, huh?
Right.
What have you enjoyed the most so far today? And what do you... Well, I know we're getting close to the end here, but...
Sure.
You know, fill us in. What did you
well,
like?
Well, you know, really just kind of getting the word out about Sirius Technical Services. You know, we've been so focused in particular areas of our niche, and we haven't really expanded our presence that much here in Pensacola, and that's what we're looking to do, what we're looking to try and change. And so we've been able to see actually some college students try and come through and talk to us about, you know, how can we help them find a job, and then also partner with some of the other sponsors here.
Well, and you've hit it, because that's a lot of what's been going on today. Everyone from sharing information to like you said, students coming in. You guys are growing.
Yes.
Right? So you need people to...
Absolutely. Fill those jobs.
I see here, how do we get a job with Sirius? So what's the process? And first of all, congratulations that you're actually needing people, because that means you're growing. And that's obviously what we always want small companies to do, is to get big. So.
Right. And that's the thing, too, is that it's building that partnership, too, locally and supporting locally. And, you know, encouraging the recent grads, encouraging them to come to our website and look at those positions and really contact us via website. We're on all the social medias. You can call us at 251-443-1166. We would love to hear from you. And then really what we'll do is partner you with a recruiter and then work together through those interview questions and see what really is a good fit for you.
Very neat. So as you keep saying, you get good fit for people, and it sounds to me like you have an incredible screening process, which is good. But what types of industries are you partnering with, and what's an ideal candidate look like for you?
Well, we work within various different municipalities, so we can do government work. We do aerospace, maritime, chemical, petrochemical industries, oil and gas.
Wow.
So all the heavy hitters, yes. You know, we can even work in the healthcare sector as well. So, you know, the ideal candidate would be someone that clearly has the certification and the education, looking for a stable position. You know, we even do contract work. If that's something that's interesting to a candidate that only wants to be on a position for a short period of time. So we really can run the gamut, but making sure that the candidate is ready to go through our screening process, because we want that relationship to be strong between the candidate and also the client.
Sure. And no wonder you're expanding. I mean, I think you just named like every industry that is like will never die. That is like job security for sure. So, well, so on that end, you're growing, and these are the people you're doing business with. But how can one do business with Sirius? I mean, how?
Absolutely.
Aside from those industries, how do we come and get you and say and do some business with you?
Sure, definitely. I mean, look me up on LinkedIn. My name is Rhonda White. I'm attached to Sirius Technical Services. But moreover, just call us and see how we can, you know, tailor our business needs and your business needs together and see what works best. I mean, there are a lot of different ways to find resources. And at times, clients may feel that they're pigeonholed into one particular way of finding a candidate. And
sure.
That's never the case. You know, so it's just reaching out to us, reaching out to me, and I can come by and do a visit, and let's just figure it out together.
Sure.
Yeah.
So give us an example, if this doesn't put you on the spot too much, but give us an example of some of your smaller clients and some of the ways that your services work with them as compared to some of your larger clients.
Sure.
And give us some differences.
So we have actually recently worked with a local municipality in Daphne, and they were looking for just one particular accountant. And it was just a one simple need that they had, but this person had to have a particular criteria.
Sure.
You know, and that the way that contract is written or the way that that person is approached or screened or interviewed is completely different than, say, a national account that would have 25 people that would be onboarding. So we can definitely give you that personalized, you know, interaction together and really talk about what your needs are that fits the client particularly. So we don't want to make sure that they have to fit under a massive umbrella.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So very specialized targeting,
yes.
Almost a boutique style of.
Sure.
Okay. And then talk to us about your big clients.
Oh, gosh.
Or are we signing big clients up? Is that what we need?
That's what we're trying to do today, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and those are much more in-depth. I mean, the bid process looks completely different. You almost, there are times where you have to be on a waiting list to become a vendor.
Yeah.
And
it's a hurry up and waiting list, isn't it?
Absolutely. And everybody needed somebody yesterday. So,
yeah.
You know, there are times where I have to work through procurement, and getting our contract together. So it's a completely different approach than sometimes just mom and pop shops.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are in Mobile.
We are.
And we know that you do regional. Is there anywhere that we can get in contact with you here locally in Pensacola? Or, I mean, you travel, right?
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily, like, I don't have to ever drive to Mobile again unless I absolutely want to.
Just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's basically it,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, I am the business developer for Sirius Technical Services, and my territory is from Louisiana to Florida, so I'm in Pensacola very often.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good. That means you can come back by the studio
and
then.
Bring we more Yetis.
I'll
bring the beer for the Yetis.
Yeah, that
even
too.
Better, because apparently I already have a Yeti. So, but I guess you could always use two, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's get everybody in touch with you again. So, where can they find you? Where they can get some information for the business?
Sure. Definitely. So, it's SiriusTechnical.com. You can call us at 251-443-1166. Check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Sirius for you, and then also on, well, actually, I think we're on Instagram and
LinkedIn.
Here we go,
LinkedIn. MySpace.
Is there a MySpace?
Somebody said it earlier. I think it still actually exists.
It's
why?
True. Yeah, it's out there.
Because I think once you put it on the internet, it never goes away.
That's right.
It doesn't. It's in the cloud.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You have to have a flip phone to access it, though.
Just or the old
or a bag phone.
Right, or a dial-up internet.
Dial-up.
That's the
only
way.
Phone.
Yeah.
That's great. So is this your first year here with I-10?
It is, actually.
Okay.
Yes. I was.
So you get to be a rookie like us.
Yeah. Is this your?
This is our first year.
My first time here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to 2016 already.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you may be looking forward to next time around?
Where my booth will be placed.
Okay. Right next to Business Radio X. We'll have
right
you right
here.
Over here. Okay.
I know.
Sounds good.
I think a Yeti cooler or two might be able to persuade those in power.
And we got enough time in place, maybe we can get them to sponsor our whole booth.
There you go. Or the studio.
Yeah.
Hey,
now we're talking.
Big. So, okay. Well,
good.
Do we miss anything? Is there anything else that you want to cover about your business that I may not know to ask you?
No. I mean, we would love to hear from everyone, and especially, you know, people from the I-10 Wired Summit. I think that really connecting everyone via all the social media, you know, just stay in touch with
just
us.
Just get your name out there.
Keep up the good work, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah.
Keith, man,
I'm going to get a Saturday to put in my cooler.
I think we're on a little bit of a break here.
Yep.
We'll go into another keynote speaker.
Yep,
let's remind our listeners again how they can find information about you and Pensacola Business Radio.
Okay, go to MySpace. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so we are at Pecola Radio X. You can find us on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio, or you can get us on the internet at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This live broadcast is also playing, and I believe will be looping at brxlive.com.
There you go.
Come by, check us out. Come see us on the web. Come comment on us on Facebook. Come over to the studios down in DeVillers Square in Pensacola. We'd love to have you on to talk about your work, because we say business is good and your work matters. So this is Keith Overt. We're broadcasting live from I-10 Wired out here on Pensacola Beach.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.